Hello, beloved. In Psalm 124, we read the song of ascent of David. If it had not been the Lord who is on our side, let Israel now say, if it had not been the Lord who is on our side when people rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up alive. When their anger was kindled against us, then the flood would have swept us away. The torrent would have gone over us. Then over us would have gone the raging waters. Blessed be the Lord who has not given us as prey to their teeth. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Almighty God, we pray for the people of Bosnia this day to know that their help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth, that they would not just marvel at you and your wonderful variety among creation, that they would not just revere you and respect you as you sustain us each day by causing us to breathe, our hearts to beat, our bodies to be nourished with food. But God, I pray that they would know Jesus Christ, who has also made purification for our sins on the cross. I pray that as this dear country, with its 4 million people, continue to recover from the tragic violence that just plagues communities where roads are not rebuilt yet and reconciliation feels impossible, you would show your power to not only alleviate poverty, but to use the creative gifts of image bearers to establish a society where organized crime would dissipate. There would be more picnics. There would be more feasts, more gathering, more parties, more celebrations, more civility amongst neighbors. We pray that there would be charity. We pray that people would be able to have good working relationships, that they would have something to show forth their industry with their hands, and that they would be able to give, not only to one another in sincerity, but above all, give in thankfulness and gratitude to you who established their days. We're praying that the Serbian nationalism that can be so vividly leading the Orthodox Church would manifest the true power of the Holy Ghost. We're praying for the Croat nationalism that can be seen in the Catholic Church to show forth a zeal and a hunger for the Word of God. We're asking that wherever the name of Jesus is mentioned, you, Almighty King, would make known your presence among your people and purify our doctrine. Don't let us give way to a superficial, veiled religion. Don't let us give way to a dead orthodoxy, but let there be a vibrancy as we consider psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. All this because we are saying, blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as prey to their teeth. You have delivered us from evil. You have rescued us from Satan. You have redeemed us from the very iniquity that would torment our souls and our fallen nature. And all of this because Jesus Christ has burst forth from the dead. And it's by his resurrection that we have hope. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.